John, can you describe that last save on Bickle and what you saw?
On the initial shot, I kind of got bumped a little and spun a little off angle, so I wasn't really able to put the rebound where I wanted to, and ends up on a stick, and you just, you know, I'm just trying to cover net and get fortunate, hits your blocker, so obviously it was a big save at the time. You got to get lucky sometimes, so it was good.
Because you reached back for it, did you think it had gotten past you and gotten in?
No, I mean, I saw it all the way. But it's he's in tight, and you don't have much time to react. So, like, I saw it all the way. I saw it into my blocker. But when he's that close, you know, it's you get that split second where, you know, you don't know if you're going to get a piece of it or not.
Given how much pressure you put on yourself in situations like even on Sunday night, how important was it for you personally to have a game like this tonight?
I mean, overall, I think, you know, you think you know, in your head you tell yourself you got to play better on in game four. You know, I didn't like the goal I gave up, and, you know, there's some things I would like to clean up for the next game, but I just think from a team standpoint, it was good to win. You know, it's you're down 2-0. You need a win. So we got to approach the game the same way. And, you know, we're trying to just win one game on, what day is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah. What did you see that made the difference tonight and as opposed to the last couple of games from you guys?
I think, you know, I think we played our game. We got the first goal, and you know, typically we've played well with leads. So, you know, I think it was more our speed, our tempo, and you know, I think we dictated the game a little more than we did in the first two games. Obviously in Chicago we had moments where we were able to do that, but, you know, not for the full 60 like we were able to do today. So at the end of the day, it's one game, you move on, and you're trying to win one game on Thursday.
Jonathan, the play of Justin Williams, I mean, lately especially, just the role he's on, and just what do you see when you're watching from a distance?
He's a great player that's been in these situations before, and he knows how to handle himself, and he knows how to be prepared when he steps out on the ice. And he's scored many clutch goals so far in this playoffs, and, you know, we probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Physical play, a huge part of this one. And how about Matt Green and what he's doing? The importance of having him back in the lineup has been just phenomenal, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, and we got five other guys back there that are doing a great job as well. And obviously the big thing we were missing when he was out was kind of his leadership. And, you know, as well as he's playing on the ice, I think the you know, one of the bigger contributions he brings to this team is what he does in the locker room and how he gets guys going. And, you know, he's a great leader.
Martinez was in last game. Muzzin in today. Do you notice a difference when either of those two guys are paired with Green?
No, they both have played great, you know, over the course of the year. Obviously, this is Muzz's first year, but, you know, Marty's played great for the past few years for us. And, you know, they're both, you know, strong puck-moving defensemen, skate well, play minutes on the power play. You know, so, you know, they both played really well for us.
How about the home ice and what you guys have been able to do here with this streak and be able to carry it over in the next game? What are the true keys to getting that one, do you think?
Well, I mean, it shouldn't really matter whether you're home or away. You're still, you should approach the game the same way. You know, we've kind of been forced to win at home just because we haven't played as well on the road. So, you know, we don't put too much thought into the streak or anything like that. We just, every time we come here, we're just trying to win one game. So, sure, if you ask Chicago that to begin the year about their streak, they'd give you the same answer. So that's all it is. You're just trying to win one game every time you step on the ice. We've been fortunate to get them while we're here, and we haven't been fortunate on the road. So, you know, we're just looking to tie the series up on Thursday and, you know, just win one game.
Jonathan, it seemed like particularly their bigger guys like Shaw, Bickle, and Zeus were going to the front of the net tonight. How did you respond to that personally, and then also, you know, as a group with the D-Corps?
I mean, they, as a team, they do a great job of getting guys to the front of the net, you know, so it's something you expect. This time of year, a lot of times, you're not going to score many goals unless you get guys at the front of the net and trying to make the goalie not see the puck and create stuff in front of the net. So, you know, you expect that, and they're bigger guys, so you got to work your way around it and try to find the puck when you can. And yeah, so you expect it.
Last one more. Yeah. Go ahead. Why do you think it is that you guys are playing so differently on the road, and is it something that you're trying to figure out? You got to kind of harness in what's going on at home before you go back on the road.
Well, we got to win at home. We got another game. We got to win at home before we go on the road. So that's our focus right now. Obviously, we've been saying that for the past two series that we got to do what we do at home and we got to do it on the road, but. We got to win a game at home in a couple days here, and that's all our focus is from there. And after that, we got to get ready for another game.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.